This is a meeting of the WBAI Radio Committee taking place on September 16, 2020 at 1:07 Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am here with Carolyn Burden. Say hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
Janet Coleman. Say hello, Janet.
Hello. Hi.
Pat Logan. Say hello,
hello,
Pat. And Serene Roberts. Say hello, Serene. Okay. Here's a draft agenda I've created. Let me read it and see if folks want how folks want to proceed. One, choose a pro tem secretary and a pro tem chair. Two, discuss the August 28th LSB meeting. Three, choose two implementers for the fourth LSB show of 2020. Four, choose someone to handle promotion, card, and online announcements of the fourth show. Five, discuss the mechanics of doing the fourth show during the station shutdown. Six, choose someone to contact interim program director regarding date of fourth show. Seven, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Any modifications, any objections to that?
Nope.
What is the date of the next show? I'm sorry, I missed that. Did you mention that or am I?
Well, that's one of the items on the agenda.
Oh,
I'll get to that.
Oh, that's course. No, I mean the next meeting. I'm sorry. Our next meeting is what?
We don't know our next. Wait. The next meeting of this committee hasn't been decided yet. I'll poll people.
Oh, okay.
And then
there's
availability.
Right.
Okay.
Good enough.
Okay. This question, point of information, does the this begins now, the new series, which is a sort of same time slot but rotating day slot. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The next show, this begins it. Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes, this month.
All right.
Yeah.
And so our time is already established, our time and day.
Yes. If you recall, Linda gave us the dates and times. Last month. So this month it will be September 30th, which is Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. So.
Okay. Wait. You said something about the 8:29 LSB meeting. I think you meant LSB show.
Yeah. Did I say meeting? I thought I said show.
I thought I heard meeting, but is there any reason why you can't email the agenda?
Because it's not final. It's just a rough ideas.
Yeah. Well, every meeting begins with a draft agenda, but every meeting there's usually, I mean, you do have access to email, right? So you could just email it to the committee?
Sure, I could do that.
That would be appreciated. There's like no electronic record of anything this committee does, because it's either when we used to be able to get to a meeting, and then you hand out copies, but there's very little available if someone wants to go back and say, okay, well, that was on that agenda. There's nothing. And can you...
The meeting is being recorded.
Pat, I'm not addressing you. I'm asking if you can email it to us now, or you're not able to do it while you're talking.
No.
May I stick to that, Carolyn, here?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, as a longtime secretary of a committee or two, my feeling about draft agendas is that they cause problems, especially because this committee doesn't have a permanent, audio or print email or anything like that. Because sometimes a draft is what it is. It's a draft and it gets changed. But then because it was in print and maybe the only one in print, it gets circulated around and then questions come up about things that have already been decided, deleted, changed, or accepted, So my feeling, although I understand Serene's request for it, it's nice to have it, but since it's just a draft and it's pretty standard, we know what it's going to be every meeting in outline form. It's just we have to fill in the blanks. So I don't particularly want to burden the chair was setting out a draft, because I think sometimes it causes more trouble than it's worth. Just my two cents on that.
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. Every single local station board, every single PNB meeting, every single committee or task force meeting begins with a draft agenda. Asking that people be able to see the draft agenda instead of having to scribble it down as you read, which I was not in a position to do, this is not a big deal. This is standard operating procedure for anybody. What trouble comes of putting out a draft agenda? I don't understand where we're going here.
Want to take a vote?
Hold on. Before we get bogged down with all of this, I can send the draft agenda to the LSB radio committee list. Those who are on have access to email. They can see it, and then we can move on from there. I've just sent it. We're moving on.
Thank you. That was so a non-issue. Jesus.
Okay. So the first item on the draft agenda, since no one had any objections or modifications, is choose a pro tem secretary and a pro tem chair.
I would okay, I'm sorry. Did I overstep there?
Well, were you going to volunteer for one of the two positions?
No, I didn't want to volunteer for either of them. I wanted to nominate you.
I will second that without asking permission.
Okay. Yes, Serene.
Okay, so you're always the pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. But what exactly do you do as pro tem secretary? Because I don't remember seeing any minutes for the past umpteen years.
I take notes for myself.
You take notes for yourself. Then
yeah.
If you're working as the committee secretary, you should take notes and share it with the body, Sean. Come on. I mean, what is the point of naming a secretary if nobody sees the notes? You would take your own notes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you a secretary in this case?
A pro forma, so we can say we went through the motions.
Right, but I'm saying instead of going through the motions, because at some point, some of us are not going to be at the board or at the station or alive. I hope none of that comes to pass soon for any of us. But, I mean, it's like a joke, right? Because we're saying we're electing a secretary, but we don't expect the secretary to actually do anything. What does that mean?
So the basis of your complaint is that you'd like to see the notes of today's meeting. Is that it?
It's not a complaint. It's a question about why we don't treat this committee like it's actually a body that has some public accountability. So that
But it was a yes or no question, Serene. It was just a yes or no question, Serene.
Are you chairing this meeting? Because it's
I'm interrupting. Sorry.
Well, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Save that. That's your home behavior. This is a meeting. The fact is that I have a right to ask the chair a question, and if he answers and his response does not satisfy my need for information, I get to reframe it. And you don't get to tell me I don't get to do that.
You don't get to do anything, and neither do the rest of us. So everybody take a big, deep breath now. We're in for it again. Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
Yes.
Please. Okay. Serene, I'm taking notes. I will submit them to the committee when the meeting is done. To have an esoteric discussion is not necessary at this point.
I agree.
Okay, I'm moving on.
He's moving on.
The next item on the agenda is to discuss the August 28th LSB show. Did anyone hear it?
I did not.
I heard that one.
I heard Janet say she didn't hear it, and Carolyn?
I heard it.
Oh, okay. Pat,
I did not, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I heard a part.
Okay. Let's start with Pat. What were your thoughts on what you heard?
It was a great improvement over a couple of previous meetings. I mean, there's a lot of good points to it. The only disappointment was that people that were supposed to be on, it was said that people canceled kind of at the last minute. And that's,
go ahead.
And that's, you know, I think I wish people would have a little more responsibility if they agree to be on, and then they because it looked like, you know, we had only two people on one of the hours because of those people canceling at the last minute, and it kind of reflects badly on the LSB instead of just reflecting badly on the people that canceled at the last minute.
Any other thoughts?
You mean more thoughts from Pat or more thoughts from anyone else?
No, from Pat, before I move on to you, Serene.
Okay.
Pat?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask me questions. I think it was a fairly good meeting. I think that the time was handled better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we can't regulate who comes on to ask questions, and we need. I think it would be this idea of having email questions as well as people calling in would be a very good idea.
Okay. Serene, what were your thoughts?
Okay, so can you remind me who was on in the second hour?
Hold on.
I think Marilyn and Alex were on together in the first hour, and I was distracted. I was driving. All kinds of things were happening. So my report is far from comprehensive in terms of, you know, whatever was accomplished, but or not. I was a little concerned. Huh?
The second hour was Max Schmid and Amy Wilson.
Right. Okay.
But so, you said you heard part of it. So what were your thoughts on what you heard?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wrote about this because I was really concerned about the protocol or process that led to Alex being on a second time before other members had been on a first time. And he wasn't even alphabetically, you know, the first person who would have been on if we were doing second rounds. So I was curious as to how that decision was made, and I was concerned that was so drastic a break from the formula that we had been using that I felt that there should have been some communication with the committee by the implementers. I don't know who dropped out at the last minute, and I'm not judging people. You know, we're all well up in age, many of us. And which means that we have, you know, responsibility for multi-generational families, et cetera, and things can get complicated. So I don't know who said yes and then had to say no, and that's not really my issue. But I do note that by having two people on in an hour, in each hour, in August, that gave them seriously more time than people who had been on 4 to an hour or 3 to an hour, or in, was it July when everything went nuts? And we ended up having people who were late joining, and then their hour got cut off when we got knocked off air, and then the second hour people never got to the air, et cetera. So there's an imbalance there that we might want to address later on, just because of the numbers of people who are on. But the Alex second appearance thing to me should have had broader input than the two implementers. With regard to Max and Amy, that hour was even busier than the first hour for me, so I didn't hear very much. I did hear some questions that I thought Max handled well. I think someone might have called in and some of the issues. And you, too, I think you said something about this, Sean, although I think you could have said it in a slightly kinder manner than you did, when someone called in and they were talking about the technical gaps. That results from, you know, the remote broadcasting and the fact that everybody's not expert at it and the engineers know what to do in certain circumstances, but sometimes producers have difficulty connecting and so on and so forth. So I thought it was good that we happened to have on the air two people who were engineers and could speak, you know, in an informed manner to what was happening. So I thought that was good, but, you know, it is what it is. I would like to hear more about how the decision was made to put Alex on for a second time within, what, 3 or 4 months? Because I think we just started doing this in maybe June before other people had a chance.
Well, may I speak to that issue? Or part of it? And Sean, I think it's really up to you, because we had to, whether you want to go into it. Because it's kind of a long story about how people respond to these invitations, how long it takes, how much effort is involved in pinning any of them down. They have been, at least during the summer of the pandemic, they have been not all that eager or forthcoming to come in and participate. So that is part of the problem. There have also been plenty of last-minute cancellations. So, and I think to leave the whole program leaving on a cliff was the reason that Alex was invited, with some conjecture about his relevance, and I think correct on the part of Sean, and that was how the decision was made. To call another committee meeting on the brink of the program, I don't know. That would have required another committee meeting with advance notice, would it not?
Sure, it would. It would have.
Yeah. You would have to notice the meeting.
Right.
Carolyn, here for a moment.
Wait, hold on. Let me just say something.
I'm sorry. Can I hear from the other center first?
Well, let Sean respond. He was about to say something.
Right.
Go ahead, Sean. I interrupted you. Sorry.
Okay. Well, in terms of my thoughts about the program, I agree with Pat that I, too, felt it went smoother in terms of the host adhering to the time limits. So we had a good chunk of time devoted to listener calls. People got through their reports in a relatively succinct manner, because there were only two people in each panel. By default, they're going to get more time to give their reports. There's nothing sinister about that. It's just the way it worked out. And each panel, the people in each panel didn't all use their time. Max and Amy were under their allotted time, so that gave us more time for listener calls. Now, in terms of the questions that came in from the callers, they were all right. I was, you know, a mixed bag. I wasn't annoyed by any of them per se, but I wasn't particularly impressed either. But overall, I felt it was a better presented show than the past ones were, in terms of, you know, the host and keeping people on track in terms of the length of their reports. So I was pleased in that regard. Now, in terms of how Alex came on before other people, before we started the full second round, well, again, that was because of circumstances. We have some people who are scheduled for their first appearance in September and October. Okay, but we have an opening there in August that needed to be filled. We're going to get to the officers and directors in September anyway. So Alex, and as I said, Alex was making an early return visit. How it came up to be him? Well, because the officers and directors, Janet and I felt that Alex, as the chair of the PMB, had something concrete to contribute. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I interrupted. I forgot. He's chair of the PMB, you're right.
Yes. as chair of the PMB, had something substantive to contribute in terms of this new referendum that's gaining momentum within Pacifica. So it was felt that he would have something substantive to contribute to this panel. If it wasn't for him, we would have had just one person in the panel for an hour. I don't think that's ideal. So we went with Alex. All right. I said my piece.
Okay. So I would like to respond, but I think Carolyn wanted to speak first.
Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn. Carolyn?
We lost her?
I guess.
Hello?
I guess you'll call back in.
No, right, I didn't lose it. I just muted myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Here. Yeah. I'm at, if everyone to use this thing, I'll be really dangerous. Be careful. the question of topic come up. Maybe one way to do this would of course, just adding to the burden of people trying to get people signed up for this thing, is to have a backup list of people who agree to come on at short notice when somebody cancels. Another possibility might be to ask everybody to turn in maybe 3 or 4 or 5 days before the meeting a short statement that could be read that would take up 2 or 3 minutes. And whether if they don't show up, we'll read it, somebody will read it for them. That might increase attendance a little bit. Another possibility is to have a theme announced to which all of the participants would at least contribute, and questioners would understand that their questions ideally should be on that theme, whatever it is. Just some thoughts for increasing attendance and some participation in that. I don't want to add to your troubles getting
Let's just say I don't know whether that really, whether the duties or the obligations of this committee, while we're the programming committee, we program it and effectuate it, but I don't know if we are intended, whether the programming includes suggesting subjects for them. They are the people who have the material to discuss. Except for Sean, we don't. You know, I mean, we don't have statements to make or issues to discuss. That's on them. That's their obligation as LSB members. That's part of their job description, that they bring to the listeners their opinions and their concerns. I don't think that we should impose that on them. I don't mind doing it, but I don't think it's actually, I don't really think it's our purview to do that.
I was going to suggest it as a way of making sure that there were no long silences. What about the thought of having people submit a written statement in case they don't show up?
Okay, I'm sorry. I believe it's my turn.
I want to answer that question about the, you know, if they are not even answering their emails and their phone calls, it's highly unlikely that they're going to be write a statement for you. You know, I mean, that does not seem to be the impulse that's circulating among the LSB members. It is somewhat, I don't notice anyone being particularly eager to do it. you know, they're not broadcasters. Let's remind each other. They're not broadcasters.
Mm. Okay, so I'm just going to jump in and take my turn that was supposed to have come before Janet jumped in.
Go ahead.
I'll pick up. I'm sorry?
I'm not venting. I am just explaining what the difficulties are here.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't
put me on the chat, please, after Serene. Thank you.
Carolyn, Janet. That's all I was
You're breaking up, Serene. Your phone is breaking up.
I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
You're breaking up. If you can find a convenient place to sit, it would help.
I'm in exactly the same spot that I've been in for the past 15 minutes.
You're still breaking up.
Is everyone having trouble hearing me?
You're clear now.
It's a little better. That was better.
Nothing has changed, but okay. Well, I mean, something in the sky is changed, I guess.
Or the speaker.
Mm-hmm. No, it's still where it was. Thank you. Okay, so I'll begin with the last comment that I heard, which is having people sending a statement, although they're not going to be there. I don't see the point in that. People can't communicate or exchange or interrogate the statement, so I don't see the point of that. Someone is either on the call, you know, on the program, or they're not. But I want to ask about a couple of other things. Janet, you mentioned that, you know, you've been trying to get people to come in. No one has come into the station since March.
Come in person. I mean, come in, answer their mail or answer their telephones.
Okay. When you say people aren't coming in, someone listening is going to assume that means in person. So we just need to clarify that we're not asking anyone to travel in to a 10 p.m. show in the middle of a pandemic in New York City.
No, they just have to stay up, though. Okay, Janet.
It's just a locution. It's just a common locution. Can we move on, please?
Are you going to be here or what?
I'm asking for a little bit of respect for our time. Thank you.
Go on, Serene.
So,
okay.
I was not.
Can you tell us where we are on the agenda?
Wait a second. Let Serene finish what she's saying before we get on this other stuff. Go ahead, Serene.
Oh, thank you. Quality and all. nor was I calling for another meeting. I said it should have been communicated. We have email. We have an email listserv of I don't know how many people that we haven't seen in a dozen years, but we have a way to communicate. So when I say it should have been communicated to the committee, I'm not calling for a seven-day notice. You know, I'm saying send an email saying, hey, this is where we are and this is what we're thinking of doing. You know, get back to us within 5 hours if you can. Otherwise, we're moving ahead. That's all. It's consultation. It's communication. It's not a big deal. I don't think I suggested that there's anything sinister. Someone used the word sinister. I didn't say there's anything sinister. I said it was irregular. I'm sorry. What's happening here now? Mute. It's *6. By the way, just in case anyone needs it. But there, if we look at the alphabet, we know that, in fact, the people who have not been heard from are one thing, who have not been heard from on the program, who are unavailable or whatever the case is, that's one thing. But for people who have been on or perhaps were unavailable when they were asked last month, they could have been asked earlier this. They could have been asked to come on in late August. There, it's true that Alex is chair of the PNB, in which case, if you guys, and first of all, don't refer to that monstrosity as a referendum. It is not yet costing us $150,000 that no station can afford. It is a bid to push through a petition leading to a referendum. But don't call it a referendum. That's part of what I thought was missing from the program, is that people who have supposedly been paying attention were making statements that were not intentionally, I'm sure, but they were misleading. They misinformed people about important things, and that's a problem. I think, Sean, that you should not evaluate the questions because people may take it personally when you said, oh, there was no question that really impressed me or whatever it is you said. You know, people are where they are. They ask what they're interested in, and we should be happy that they're involved enough to listen and to call in. So, let's be kinder. Someone told me once I should be kinder, and I'm going to share that with you. They were wrong, of course. I was being very kind to them at the time. But anyway, so I still think there's a question about folks deciding that something that broke after the committee meeting that they thought was important, that you guys were not in a position to make that unilateral decision with regard to putting Steinberg on.
It was bilateral.
I'm sorry, you just said you deferred to him and you're interrupting me again. But okay. So I also heard you, Sean, and this is a question for you. You said that people have already reserved spots essentially for September and October. Can you explain a little more on that? Thanks.
Carolyn, to the stack, please. Thank you.
Before I answer that question, go ahead, Carolyn.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I got a chance to talk before the afternoon ended.
Don't worry, it will not end before evening.
Okay.
I think, by the way, might I suggest some speaker limits here, or this meeting will go on into the evening. It's really too long.
Okay. Before we get into time limits on all of that stuff, let me just try to keep this moving here. In terms of a response to Serene's question about explaining how people are scheduled for September and October. Well, they were called for July and August shows, and they weren't available. They were asked about their next availability, and it turns out two people are available for September. One person is available for October. That's how it worked out. So that leads into this idea you're promulgating here, that everyone has to appear before you start repeating people making second appearances. No, that's not in our empowering motion. That's something you've come up with and put forth for decades. That's not what's in the empowering motion.
I'll get on the stack, thanks, to correct
you. Okay. You could try. Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. I do think we get off on tangents here, so I'd appreciate it if we could stick to the subject matter of the topic. It makes it hard to remember what the topic was if we meander about.
Well, right now we're focusing on thoughts on the August 28th show. That's the overriding topic. Right?
And the problem seems to be that people don't show up and time is distributed unevenly. So number one, I'm totally against giving people second chances if they miss their first ones unless they're very ill. But I also wonder if we shouldn't bring, as a committee, perhaps bring it up before the LSB and ask the LSB what they would like to do about people who are not interested in showing up, which seems to be the case. Did you get any indication from the people who didn't show up eventually that they actually didn't care? I'm a little bit concerned about that point.
Not all of them. Some had if you're asking me, but we both were calling people and in touch with them all. Mm-hmm. One person, I'll give you an example. John Brinkley, for example, had an issue with being brand new again on the LSB, and he didn't feel, even though his name had come up because he had just rejoined the LSB. He'd been to one meeting, and he didn't feel confident or secure in talking about it on the air. And I thought, I mean, it wasn't my business to wait, you know, judge whether he was right or not, but just talking among us now, he had a real point there. He didn't feel secure about talking for half an hour or whatever his obligation was going to be, and wanted to postpone it. Okay, that's an example of one. There was another one where there was a family, sudden family issue, had to travel, had to leave, and that was a sudden declination. And I think on your end, Sean, there were several like that. People had to quit suddenly for one reason or another. But to start with, they aren't particularly enthusiastic. It's an obligation. It's a show. It's a late time slot. And as I said, they're not broadcasters. It's not something they're really eager to have to do. It's an obligation. So. But the reasons for the sudden quitting, you know, that happens all the time in putting on a radio program. And that's what this is. So I thought, actually, that Sean was being in the, you know, since we were in the lurch there, that he was being quite creative in coming up with a solution that would engage the audience. And that seemed appropriate. That was the most... you know, pressing thing to get a show on, get the show on. We had already eaten up 2 hours of WBAI's time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I may add to that.
Thank you.
In terms of the implementers informing the committee about this, well, this, according to the empowering motion, the implementers only come back to the committee if there's disagreement between the implementers about how to proceed. We were in agreement.
Okay.
About how
Thank
to proceed.
You.
Okay. Carol, Serena,
well,
wants to say something? I want to move on to the next item.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I don't think you understood what I was saying. There is no obligation for any member of the LSB to be on. There's not an obligation for them as, you know, a regular member of the board to appear. There's no obligation for the staff people who we agreed would do the moderation or the hosting, if you will. There's no obligation for people to do that. There's not even an obligation for someone to show up because they're in the special role of a national board member, a special role as an officer. I mean, it's a good idea. I think the folks who vote have a right to hear from the people they elect. And I think that I remember when I first heard that we were going to be regular at 10 p.m., I thought it was outrageous. And while the music slot may be popular at 10, so there's a big listenership, I don't know that the, quote, average, whatever that means, WBI listener is really up on Friday night looking for an election. So I'm very happy that the interim executive director, what's her name? Interim program director was encouraged to move and, one, stop targeting just one show, and also to move it to an earlier time when more people might be, who are interested in this kind of thing, might be awake and listening. Not that music people aren't interested. That's not what I'm saying. But I have never stated, and I have never, as you say, quote, for decades, insisted that people must appear. I'm saying that if someone is unable to appear in their turn, we've never decided, and I don't know that we need to have a hard and fast rule, that, well, you know, they can skip now and they can sign up for a month ahead, or they can decide, oh, I don't want to do it ever. I'll let you know if I change my mind, or, you know, whatever. I don't think everything needs to be locked down, provided people are being fair and respectful. Wow. But I'm saying that I still see no special basis for Steinberg to have been given a second shot when there are, in fact, people who've not yet been on, who alphabetically would be up to be on for the first time or some for a second time, but again, before Steinberg. And I reject the assumption that only the PNB chair could possibly have given us the information that we got. There are other people on our board, including other directors, who would have been on, you know, in June or whenever we started that this year, who could have provided adequate information. So I would just hope that, you know, when people make their decisions, treat your friends and people who you may perceive as your adversaries with the same level of respect. Whenever you start making different set of rules for different people,
these insinuations and these comments. No, you stop.
Carolyn, you are interrupting this committee.
Carolyn,
let Serene finish, and then we're going to move on to the next agenda
item. That's what she never finishes.
Let her finish. Let her finish. Do not interrupt. She has the floor. Let her finish. Go on, Serene.
So we just need to make sure that we're using the same standard of judgment throughout the process because, you know, things change. We're not always in the same position, but we want to establish the same kind of treatment and behavior. Thanks.
Which we have been doing. And we're going on to the next agenda item, which is to choose two implementers for the fourth LSB show of 2020. I volunteer. Who wants to join?
I volunteer.
Thank you, Janet. Okay. Number four, choose someone to handle promotion.
Can you not hear me?
No, we didn't hear you. I came in first. I heard that. I volunteered before you did, if that's what you did. Okay, let's move on to the next item. Please, let's move on to the next item.
John.
Yes, Serene.
I spoke immediately after you did.
And before
Janet did. Further,
yes, who did you hear, Sean?
But may I speak?
Jesus Christ.
Can we take a vote on the two implementers, please?
The same two people are going to be the implementers 99% of the time. Why do we go through the charade of putting it on the agenda as though there are other possibilities?
I just want to be fair. Can we take a vote on this, please?
Hold on. I volunteered, and I asked who wants to join me. I heard Janet loud and clear. I didn't hear Serene. Now, she's claiming that she chimed in shortly after or around the same time. Okay, we have two ways. There are two things about this. We can have the committee can vote between Janet and Serene, and I can point out that the last time Serene was the implementer, that didn't turn out so good that we had to make an emergency intervention and remove her from the position because she was causing such chaos.
Okay.
So I don't think we want to put her back into the situation.
Let's proceed with the vote.
Okay, let's proceed with the vote.
I would like to make a statement. This is a committee.
We're making it. We're taking a vote.
We've heard enough statements.
Stop.
Let her make her statement, and then we're going to take a vote. Go ahead, Serene.
So, number one, if the same people are going the same job every time, then it's a charade to put it on the agenda as though there are actually options. We understand where people stand politically on this committee, and we know that there are three of you and one of me. I can do simple math. I think I figure out where that vote is going to go. But I will not sit here and have you make a statement that is false. The fact that we have a formula. We had a formula at the time. Someone said they were going to have a meeting. It was going to interfere by, I think, it was a half an hour. I said, can you skip that portion of the meeting and come on to the show? That was the question. That was the issue. So in saying that I, quote, introduced chaos by asking someone if they could adjust their schedule by half an hour, character assassination.
You were removed from that. you were removed from that position. That's a record of fact. That's not character.
That was your decision, wasn't it? Who made that decision?
Okay, so we're going to have.
Like there was some impartial bureau that sat.
Gee, it's not unbelievable.
In for the sack, please.
Wait, hold on. And in terms of this assertion that is a farce, well, no, it is not a farce because it doesn't always have to be myself and Janet doing it. But it, based on past performance, it certainly won't be you.
Except for that one time, anything other?
All right. So you want to have a vote now?
Yes.
No.
Yes, please. Carolyn to the sack, please. Carolyn to the sack, please.
That's how we make progress.
Carolyn, go ahead. Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I'm pulling the question. Thank you.
I said we're going to a vote. All those in favor of having Janet
committee know that.
All those in favor of having Janet as a co-implementer with me, say yes.
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 All those in favor of having Serene as co-implementer with me.
Yes.
Okay. So the yes is for Janet. Carry the day. Okay. Hello, Sharon.
Let's try.
Okay, so we're moving on.
Hi, John.
John?
Yes.
Someone's on the line.
Sharon, I just heard Sharon's voice. Can she vote?
And I said, hello, Sharon.
Can she vote on the issue?
The vote is taken and been announced. Can we move on?
Your name is not Sean.
And yours is not Sean either. Let us move on, please, Sean.
That's right. The vote was done. The vote was taken. The results were announced. We're moving on. Okay.
Thank you.
Number four, choose someone to handle promotion of the fourth show. I volunteered to do that. Okay. Number five, discuss the mechanics of doing the fourth show during the station shutdown.
Right there.
As you already said.
I couldn't hear what you were saying, Sean. Can you repeat it?
Number five is discuss the mechanics of doing the fourth show during the station shutdown. As I said earlier in this call, Catherine agreed that we could use her Zoom account for the next show. Mm. So that's already settled. Okay, number six.
Wait. I have a question here.
What is your question?
Okay, so the LSB has its own Zoom account that Charlotte, the secretary, has set up, and the WBI general manager set up a Zoom account for stations to use. So why are we using Kathy's Catherine's Zoom account?
Because she's
Carolyn,
on the committee.
To the fact, please.
Hold on. I'm answering Serene's question. Catherine
and I have
is on
to answer that. Thank you.
Catherine is on this committee. She has volunteered that we use her her account, and I find the quality of the connection superior to what the LSB has or what BAI has when they hold meetings respectively. Carolyn.
You mean there are different levels of Zoom service?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So
there are different plateaus of membership. You know, you can have higher grade Zooms depending on how much you pay for the Zoom. So to have a good one makes a difference, obviously.
So my question is, when you say we're using her account, do you mean listeners will have to call in through Zoom?
No.
There's no reason.
No.
Hold on.
Hello? Hold on.
But there's no reason for listeners to call into her Zoom account. BAI's phones are working.
So you're talking only about the LSB members who are participating needing to go through her Zoom account?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, Carolyn, you wanted to say
Janet.
Something?
No, Janet made my point. Thank you.
Okay. All right, number six. Choose someone to contact interim program director regarding the date of the fourth show. Okay, as has been stated, last month, when we had our committee meeting. Linda was at that meeting. She gave us dates for the coming months. And September, the next show is Wednesday, September 30th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So I volunteered to contact her to make sure that date has already been reserved with the people who hold that slot, so the announcements can go out on that. And number seven, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. I volunteer to do that. Okay.
Can I ask you a question? I have a question on that last point.
Convening the next meeting? What's your question?
I have a question on the point. Am I recognized?
What's your question?
Okay. The pattern is that it's going to be always the last week of any given month, or at least that's what I understood from her agreement. Correct me if needed. Why can't the committee meeting just be 2 weeks from, you know, what is today? Today's Wednesday. Why can't it just be the Wednesday that is at least 2 weeks from the show date, instead of there having to be a poll, you know, of the four or five people who actually are on the committee participating, you know, every time we have to go through the same cycle? Why can't we set up a relationship between the date of the report and the date of the meeting?
What's the advantage?
Carolyn on the stack.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
The advantage is that we would not have to go through all of these polls every month. You establish a relationship between the two dates. It would be the Tuesday that is at least 2 weeks before the day of the meeting.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we have a procedure established, and if we want a motion to change it, I think we should do that without any more explanation. It's a clear request, and either we should take it into consideration or not. But let's move on either to vote or move on. It's getting late, and we didn't establish a closing time for this meeting, so I think we'd be helpless if we could just get on with whatever we're doing.
Doreen, were you making a motion?
I was making a suggestion.
Okay,
and
next
I
item.
A motion if you'd like. I'd like to make it. Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'll make a motion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I'll point out that, you know, the meeting was set to start at 1, and it's not yet 2, so for those people who are agonizing over every second that they're not speaking, they should stop.
I beg to differ. I am agonizing over every second that you are speaking. Not that we are not.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Just wanted to clarify that. Don't put words in my mouth, Doreen. Thank you.
The audience has spoken.
I wouldn't put anything in your mouth because I would never want to be that close to you, even before the 16th.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Abusive.
Let's stop. Let's
right,
stop. Let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop. Okay. Okay. Let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop.
But my response is abusive.
Let's, no, I'm calling a stop to all this. Serene, please put your motion forward.
Okay. Are you in a position to write it is what I was asking, or do I need to try to type it to you?
Well, if you're at the computer where you can receive emails, I think you're at a computer where you could type your motion so we can get the wording properly. We don't want to misquote you.
So your preference would be that I type it. Okay. Hang on.
Yes.
You can do something else in the meantime.
This is the last thing on the item, on the agenda. We're just waiting for you.
Then you've got a great point. At any rate, I'm typing. I cannot talk and type, so give me a moment.
Okay.
Thank God.
No problem there, right, Sean?
Carolyn, that was unnecessary.
Is she on there?
Yes.
Hey, Sharon, I saw Yusuf, I think it was on Joy Reid's show, and he was fantastic. He was so moving and beautiful and evoked so much compassion and was so bright and intelligent. I just really had to let you know that because I Although his name has appeared on my telephone, I don't know him, but he's your boy, and he's fantastic. He's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get his book.
What?
You should interview him on his book.
I would adore to do that. I would love. Can I do that through you?
I can ask.
Okay. Yes, I would love that.
Okay.
I would be honored.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll spread the word. Why don't you send me a text about it, and then
okay.
I'll forward it.
Will do. I will.
All right.
Goodbye. All right, progress has been made today. Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring up another unrelated subject?
Sure.
Yeah.
That was a totally unrelated, just while the typing was going on.
Yeah, I was wondering, what happened to Arthur's show? What happened to the Monday at 5 show?
What show is that?
He's running for office, Pat.
Oh, okay. Well, it would have been nice if it was announced, because I didn't know how I was going to find out. That's why I asked at this strange time, because I was really wondering. I was hoping nothing bad happened.
Nothing bad.
Great.
Two more words.
Are we hello? Are we here?
We're here.
Give me the address real quick, Sean.
LSV Radio Committee at yahoogroups.com.
Normally pops in, but for some reason it didn't. Okay, so I can read it. It'll be there shortly. That the LSV, I didn't say WBI LSV, but I guess that's obvious, that the LSV Radio Committee meetings be held on the last Wednesday, that is at least 2 weeks from the date assigned for the LSV report. So in this case, it's actually perfect, because the LSV report is on the 30th, and today is the 16th, exactly 2 weeks. So next month it'll shift a little, so we might have to meet on we'll meet on a different Wednesday in the month, but at least we'll have that process stuck so people can plan it ahead of time instead of, waiting every month to see which of 2 or 3 days work for the most people over a 5-day polling period. I mean, we could spare ourselves that. Yeah, the PNB meets the first Thursday of every month and sometimes other days. The LSV meets the second Wednesday of every month, and that's pretty much the rule, So you can plan around it.
Well, as you've already said, each month the show is going to be on a different day of the week. So the correlation would be that this committee would meet 2 weeks from whatever date that is. The way you have it worded here is...
Well, no. I don't want it to be 2 weeks from whatever day that is, because I think for some reason people prefer to meet earlier in the week. It's always like a Tuesday or Wednesday poll or something earlier in the week. So next time, in October, the meeting will be... I'm sorry, the report will be on a Thursday. But I don't necessarily mean that we need to shift the meeting to a Thursday. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about the days of the week, but I think you always tend to poll for the first 2-3 days.
But it's not always a Wednesday that this committee meets. Sometimes it's a Monday or a Tuesday.
I understand that, but I'm saying we could go ahead and establish and just establish the day in relation. I mean,
okay.
I don't want it to be a Monday one week, and the next month it's a Tuesday, so people who have regular schedules are jumping around. If we agree that it's going to be on a Wednesday, today is such a day, and that, that Wednesday will be at least 2 weeks before the, you know, so she can, we can be absolutely sure that those producers are getting their 2 weeks notice, because, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen so well.
Okay.
Can we vote on this motion yet?
Yes.
Moving around, Janet.
Got it in your hand. Do you want to read it, please?
Are you moving around, Janet? You're breaking up.
Yes, she wants it read. Please
read it one more time, and then we take a vote.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought she was asking you to read it. Okay, hang on. I thought someone was asking you to read it if you had it in your hands. Anyway. That the LSB radio committee meetings be held on the last Wednesday. It should stay on the month's last Wednesday. That is at least 2 weeks from the date assigned for the LSB report.
Okay. Who is in favor of that motion?
Well, I am. Shouldn't you ask
Pat,
if there's any opposition?
Pat.
Wait, hold on. So Serene's in favor of that motion. Pat, you're in favor of that motion?
Yes.
And who else?
Well, I kind of like it. If I'm going to be participating, it's easier for me if I know it's going to be on a specific day.
Okay.
Well, can we discuss this for a minute?
It's already been discussed.
Oh, all right.
We're taking a vote here. Serene,
oh.
Pat, and Sharon were in favor of it. All those opposed?
Me,
Carolyn.
Janet,
Carolyn, and Sean. So that's 3-3. The motion fails. Okay. So I will poll people for the availability for our meeting in for October.
No, let's do August. You were right.
Yeah. Not everyone has the power to go back in time and rewrite
history. I have powers.
I see. All right. So the meeting is now officially adjourned. Thank you all for your time and your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Bye. Bye, Sean. I'll write you later.